Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Currie, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
True praise and worship from the heart. True praise and worship. I'm talking real praise and worship from a person's heart with a grateful heart and thankfulness provides a garment that is visible on the outside. What do you mean visible on the outside? People will see your changed walk. My brothers and sisters from before I got born again see a complete different person. How about you? If they don't see you as different to anyone else, you might want to check in at the door and say, am I saved, Lord? If you're still living the same sinful way, doing the same bad things, on and on and on we go, you might have to check your salvation at the door. And that's a tough thing to say to people, but hey, he's about to return, and I need to scare you sometimes, or scare the hell out of you. Because this is not Mickey Mouse. This is not Disney. This is God. This is real. When God comes, Mickey will disappear, and all the things on the earth will disappear, but God and his kingdom will come, and it will remain for all of eternity. This is not fiction. And he's about to step up and get off the throne and come for the bride. So we need to be ready. Tell your neighbor, say, be ready. Amen. Tell your other neighbor, say, be ready. Amen. Tell yourself, say, be ready. Amen. I'm telling you. You got to stay ready, amen. And so you see the beauty on the outside, and God sees the beauty on the inside. Amen. That's what praise and worship does. He sees the beauty on the outside and he sees the beauty on the inside. People will hear you different. They'll see, wow, you used to be that person, but you're so loving now. What happened? Oh, God, Jesus. That's what should happen. Amen? It's not a case of coming in here, how can I make money? Tell me, Lord. No, it's a case of loving Jesus, following Jesus, throwing your life into his hands, trusting him. Relying on him, depending on him, doing everything but asking before you do certain things. Amen. Or oh me. Wow. The psalmist declares he has been clothed with gladness. Isaiah 61, verse 3, turn there. Isaiah 61, verse 3. He says, yeah, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness. If you're a tree of righteousness, you're a child of God, you're supposed to be consoled when you're down and mourn. Some people have lost loved ones. It's only the Holy Ghost that's able to prop you up and walk you through that valley. Your pastors can try to help, your friends, your family, it's all in help. It's all being there, but your own heart. Only God. Only God. No one else can give you what God can give you. And I look at the lost dying in the world, and they see chaos, and they lose loved ones and things like that. And I think, what do? You got no back, you got nothing. You got nothing to lean on. I know when I die where I'm going, and I know where my children, when they die, are going. They're going to heaven. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. So look what he says here, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. You glorify God. God gets glory from his born again children. That's where he gets glorified, not from the world. Do you see the world glorifying God? Do you see them standing on cars burning, say, hey, praise Jesus? You don't see that. But you'll see the Christians rushing into these areas where the floods have just happened, and you need to keep praying for them. But you'll see the Christians and churches feeding the people, going there to help the people, and they're saying, Jesus loves you. Amen. There's a difference, folks. Born again and not born again, there's a big, huge difference. And so we please and bless God. But look what he says here. If you're born again, you're supposed to get consolation and consoled. You're supposed to get beauty in place of your bad troubles you've been having, and the oil of joy for mourning. I mean, think about this. Consoled, beauty, and joy. And then a garment of praise. A garment of praise. Praise is positive. Praise is never negative. You cannot praise somebody negative. If I come up to you and say, yeah, you look all right, that's not praise. But if I come to someone and say, wow, you look great, man, whatever you're doing, keep it up. There's a difference. And some of us come to church and we think, okay, make me praise him now. Stir me up so I can praise God. The Bible says, stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. You stir up the Holy Ghost in you. And you say, Holy Spirit, we're about to enter into a time of praise and worship. I want to stir that spirit of worship in my spirit right now with you. Let's worship God together. You and the Holy Spirit worshiping the Father and Jesus together. And then you start to worship Him and praise Him. Prepare yourself before you come to church. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he says, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. We are instructed to put on the garments of praise. Put on the garments of praise. There's a picture coming up. And this is the central expression. See that? I couldn't find anything better than someone just in colors, all colors. That represents all people as far as I'm concerned. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for the United States of America only. For Israel only. For South Africa only. For Trinidad only. No. Big capital N. For every single person on the planet. Even Pharaoh could have got through with God and got into the covenant. Hallelujah. Amen. So, this is central impression, the central impression of praise and worship is comely, and you're putting on robes of praise and worship, and he's giving you these robes to console you, to give you joy, to get you the expression of praise and worship. A living, loving, born-again child of God wants to praise God all the time. Am I right? Any of you ever feel like praising God during the day? Driving in the car, don't you just feel like praising God? I mean, I was so praising God so much in my car the other day that I took up an offering. So this suggests that choosing to praise God will lift the weight of despair and negativity, replacing it with a sense of joy and worship. So the minute, you know, when David was about to be stoned by his own men, he said, yet will I praise the Lord. He spoke to himself. He said, self, why are you disquieted within me? Yet will I praise the Lord. And when he began to praise the Lord, the circumstances turned. The situation was changed. And he got back all that the enemy stole. All the people, all the finances, all the cattle. He got it all back. And he didn't feel like praising God then. And I sometimes don't feel like praising God. Amen? We're all human. And if I act and I put on a robe and a cloak and a hat and, you know, Yasman and Yasman, I'm perfect. You throw me out. Or you get out. I'm perfect in Christ. And let me tell you something. Each and every one of you, the same as me, you look way better in Christ than you do outside of Christ. Because I saw some of you before. BC, look at yourself, BC, before Christ. You look better now that you AD, after Christ? Yeah. Come on, guys. All right, so I know you love me. So how to put on the garments of praise? I'm telling you, it's a deliberate choice. It's a decision. It's just that simple. It's a decision to worship God. It's a choice to worship God. It's a choice to get up earlier in the morning and read my Bible. It's a choice for me to go to work every day. It's a choice for me to love my wife. It's a choice for me to give to the poor. It's everything is choices. You make thousands of choices in a month.
Come on, choose Christ.
Choose Christ. and you'll choose right. So it's a choice. It's a decision. Today, I'm going to worship God. I want to cut out the world from me, the five senses to be gone. I can just focus on Jesus and Him crucified and the love He has for me. And boom, you're clothing yourself with the garments of praise. And it brings joy and consoles you. Oh my goodness, it's wonderful. I love it. So to put on the garment of praise involves intentionally choosing to focus on God's goodness and to express gratitude, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Have any of you ever had a difficult problem in your life? And you chose to sing and worship God or get on your face and just speak to Him and love Him. Tell Him how much I love You, Father. I thank You, Jesus, for what You've done for my life. I know this is not unto death. I know this is the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not going to camp in the valley. I'm going through the valley of the shadow of death. They go through the valley, right? And you thank Him and you worship Him and you praise Him and you honor Him and you're grateful to Him. That gives God beauty. He says, that's beautiful. See, praising doesn't just mean singing. That's part of it. But you can praise God without your voice. I surrender. Close your eyes and just let Him take you. Just touch me. I surrender, Lord. I surrender. Not my will. I'm sick of that one. I'm done with that one. It's over with that one. I'm giving it the last minute of my life. In fact, the last second, get out. And I'm now going to surrender to God's will. And then just on your knees. That's a beautiful thing God will say. Oh, my beautiful child. It's a conscious decision to shift your focus from negative emotions and circumstances to God's goodness and faithfulness. And he came, his name was David Albritton. You can find his book online, David Albritton, One-on-One with God. He led over 1 million people to God, not in a church service, one-on-one, hand-to-hand. And we played golf with this man, and myself, my pastor, two pastors, myself and him, four of us. And our caddies were with us, because in South Africa, we didn't drive carts, we walked, amen. And so we were playing, and we'd say, where's David? And you'd look, and he's on the other fairway, and he's got all the caddies and the guys on their knees, and he's praying over them. He could not walk past a person without telling them about Jesus. We went for a meal. He pulls out a loudhailer in Cape Town, South Africa. People sitting on the terrace by the ocean. He pulls out a loudhailer, and he preaches to them. One on one, 1 million people he led to Jesus Christ. Now, that's someone I respect. You might think, oh, that's not bad. I respect that. Well, Billy Graham led 10 million. I respect all of them. But one-on-one, how many have you done? Count them in your head quickly. Okay, you're done. You counted five. Good. Maybe five. So give honor where honor is due.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing known as Healing Academy every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.